Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Union Cabinet has given its nod to giving health coverage to all senior citizens who are above 70 years, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. He highlighted that this will cover about 4.5 crore families in the country and include about 6 crore senior citizens. The eligible senior citizens would be issued a new distinct card under ABPMJ. The senior citizens of the 70 years and above belonging to families already covered under ABPMJ will get an additional top-up cover up to 5 lakh rupees per year for themselves. Chief Minister Pema Khandu held the rapid development of border infrastructure in the state over the past decade, attributing it to the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Highlighting the strides made in improving infrastructure across the state's 11 border districts and 29 border blocks, Khandu said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the past decade, the people of the border areas have witnessed significant development and the impact is visible and progress is tangible. He said this while attending the Border Area Development Conclave in New Delhi on Wednesday. Khandu also highlighted the success of the Vibrant Village programs, noting the transformative changes it has brought. Union Minister of State for Rural Development, Kamlesh Paswan, said that the socio-economic progress and upliftment of rural India will special focus on northeastern states is one of the top priorities of the central government to attain the Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat. Paswan said this during a review meeting held at Pasighat in East Siang District on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Union Minister today said that the NDA government at the centre is putting priority towards the infrastructure development of the northeastern region. He claimed that infrastructure development of the region has increased 3 times during the last 10-year rule of the NDA government, which the UPA government could not achieve during a period of 3 decades. He was addressing at the inaugural programme of 3-day Central Solung celebration at Ruksin in East Siang. Inspector General of Indo-Tibetan Border Police, Northeast Frontier Headquarters, Dr. Akun Sabarwal, called on Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed various issues including the development of vibrant border villages, enhancing security and improving communication infrastructure in border areas. The Governor appreciated the efforts and role of ITBP in Arunachal Pradesh, highlighting their professionalism, commitment to their duties and responsibilities, and their support in providing assistance to the local population. The Governor also urged the ITBP IG to advise his personnel to actively motivate local youth to join the armed forces. Dr. Sabarwal, who assumed the charge of the Northeast Frontier Headquarters at Itanagar recently, assured that the Governor that he would address the points raised during their discussions. Eken Lolin, a dedicated auxiliary nurse midwife at District Hospital Sepa, East Kameng, has been honoured with the National Florence Nightingale Award 2024 by President of India Draupadi Murmu in a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan on Wednesday. Lolin has been recognized for his outstanding contribution and exceptional dedication to the healthcare needs of individuals in remote and underserved areas. Her tireless efforts and unwavering commitment has made a profound impact on the delivery of medical services and the overall well-being of the communities she served. A police personnel and a young boy were killed while another law enforcer was seriously injured after the car they were travelling fell into a gorge in Lohit district, police said. The accident took place near Dasnala in Dharmwe area where the trio was returning to Tezu after visiting a friend's house in Wakro on Tuesday, a police officer said. The Arunachal Armed Police Battalion, headed by Constable T. Arang, who was driving the car, and his 17-year-old relative Abo Wangsu died on the spot, while Constable Wangjen Loang sustained grievous injuries, who was then rushed to Tezu Zonal General Hospital, from where doctors referred him to Assam's Dibrugarh for better treatment. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.